Hey, wrestling fans, I am Wally Raybon, and this is another exclusive interview with a legend here on NWALegends.com. Manager of the Four Horsemen, got J.J. Dillon here, and man, J.J., the first time I ever saw you, you were the manager of Nature Boy Buddy Landell, but I guess years before that, you were a wrestler, wrestling right here in the Carolinas, huh?
Oh, I have some fond memories of the years in the Carolinas, because actually that's where I really launched my full-time wrestling career as a professional. I had worked part-time around Pittsburgh, Ohio, and western Pennsylvania, and over into Michigan, and I finally made the commitment this is what I wanted to do for my career. And so in 1971, I packed everything I had in the car that I owned and headed to Charlotte, North Carolina, and Jim Crockett Promotions, and that was Jim Crockett Sr. And I spent the first 2 years of my career in the Carolinas, and it's some great, great memories. And as you said, I actively wrestled for quite some time before I expanded what I was doing into managing as well, and it was a good move for me, but I always enjoyed putting on the tights and getting in the ring just to see how well I could do.
Now, were you mainly a singles competitor, or did you have tag team partners?
No, I wrestled as a single, and actually Les Thatcher and I were tag team partners in those early years back in the Carolinas for Crockett Promotions, and I always have some wonderful memories every time Les and I hook up on the phone, because he is still very active in the business. He's a great teacher. He has tremendous knowledge and a great respect for the business, and I learned a tremendous amount from Les very early in my career.
The first time the idea came about to form the Four Horsemen, did you guys realize what an impact it would have on the sport?
You know, I have to be honest, and I wish I could tell you that it was a brainchild of mine or even someone else that had this great plan of where it was going to go, and of course the rest is history. But like a lot of successful things, not only in wrestling but in life, a lot of them are just spontaneous things that happen, and the coming together of the Four Horsemen was a similar situation. And I can't even pinpoint exactly when it all started. I know at the time Ric Flair was the World Heavyweight Champion. Tully Blanchard was, I believe, the United States Champion. And Ole and Arn had the tag team belts. So it was like everybody had the championships and the bragging rights. And I got hooked up with them. And I don't know if it was one of those situations where time was of essence, and so they put us all out there at one time to do an interview, all of us wearing championship belts, or everybody that was there wearing championship belts, and it just was one of those coming together, a spontaneous thing that immediately drew a lot of attention and just had an electric feel to it. Of course, where it went from there is history.
Now, you guys had a long run. What was your favorite moment of being involved with the Four Horsemen?
Oh, there were so many. It's really, really hard to pinpoint any one thing. I do remember the match, I believe it was in Baltimore, with Flair and Sting, where I was hoisted above the ring in a cage for an entire hour.
Oh, yeah.
Which gave me a unique vantage point for really one of the classic matches that I saw throughout my career. I remember an incident where we had a party at Dorton Arena in Raleigh, where a bunch of good-looking girls in evening gowns and champagne, and we're all decked out in tuxedos. And as I remember, Sting ended up crashing the party, and I think I threw champagne on Sting, and the next thing I know, he cleaned house, and somehow I found myself in the middle of the ring in a tuxedo, drenched in champagne, screaming for some relief from the Scorpion Deathlock.
Now, everybody knows Raleigh is a party in town.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Mick Foley was on the show last week, and we were talking about Dorton Arena, and he had a match there with Brian Pillman, and that was the last match that Mick Foley had front teeth in his mouth. He told us he got in a wreck leaving Dorton Arena.
Well, Raleigh has a tremendous tradition throughout wrestling history, In fact, that whole area, I mean, it even spills over into the Fayetteville area, which is not that far away.
We need to talk about Fayetteville. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the Mid-Atlantic Wrestling Legends Fan Fest coming up August 14th and 15th in Fayetteville.